Title: Dub Chamber Sends From Scratch for Smoky Late Night Moods Beginner. All right, let's build a dub chamber send from scratch in Ableton Live, using only stock devices, and make it fit drum and bass properly. The goal is that smoky late night mood where the space feels deep and alive, but the groove stays punchy and fast. Quick concept first. A dub chamber send is a return track that you feed with little bits of your drums, stabs, and chops. Instead of putting reverb and delay on every channel, you build one room and throw sounds into it on purpose. In drum and bass, the secret is controlled space. The ambience should bloom in the gaps, not smear the transients. By the end, you'll have one return track called dub chamber with this chain. EQ8 into echo into reverb into saturator into a side-chained compressor into utility. Then we'll set up sensible send levels, and I'll show you how to do those classic dub throws with automation. Step 0. Set the context. If you're not already in the zone, set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 176 BPM. Make sure you've got at least a kick, a snare, and some hats or percussion. Optional but fun, a vocal chop, a stab, or an effects hit. And if you've got a reese or bass, we can use it carefully, but we're not about to drown the sub in reverb. That's how mixes fall apart. Now step 1. Create the return. Go to Ableton's return track area, right-click, and choose Insert Return Track. Name it Return A. Dub Chamber. Important beginner rule that saves you from weird facey mosh. On return tracks, time-based effects like delay and reverb should usually be 100% wet. Your dry sound is already on the source channel. The return is only the space. Before we build anything, quick routing coach note. Make sure the return's audio to is going to the master, not sends only, unless you're intentionally doing a print-style workflow. And for your source tracks, your sends are usually post-fader. Post-fader means if you turn the track down, the send follows it. Pre-fader is a special trick for when you want the dry sound to disappear, but the dub tail keeps ringing out. Both are useful, but start post-fader so your mix behaves. Step 2. Pre-filter with EQ8. Drop EQ8 first on the return. This is the mud prevention device. We want the chamber to feel smoky, not boomy. Turn on a high-pass filter. Start around 250 Hz. Use a steep slope, like 24 or even 48 dB per octave. You can move this higher later if the groove starts to feel cloudy, like 300 to 450 Hz. Optional, if your snare or hats get pokey once you add space, do a gentle bell dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Just a couple dB, medium Q. And if you want it darker overall, add a low pass around 9 to 12 kHz. For late night vibes, darker usually wins. Step 3. Build the dub delay with echo. Add echo after EQ8. Turn sync on. Set left time to 1/8 note. Set right time to 1/8 dotted, or 3/16. That offset gives you a rolling stereo interplay that feels rhythmic without going full big EDM ping pong. Set feedback to about 35% to start. In drum and bass, feedback can get out of control fast, so try to keep it under about 45% unless it's a special moment. Dry/wet goes to 100% because it's a return. Now the key part, filtering inside echo. Set the high pass somewhere between 250 and 500 Hz. Set the low pass around 6 kHz to start, somewhere in the 4 to 8 kHz range depending on how dark you want it. You're aiming for repeats that feel tucked back and smoky, not bright and shiny. Add subtle modulation for a tapish wobble. Keep it gentle. Amount maybe 5 to 12%, rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Slow drift, not seasickness. And stereo width. You can try 120 to 160%, but if your mix starts feeling facey or hollow, pull it back. We'll also do a mono check later. Step 4. Add tight. Dark chamber reverb. Drop Ableton reverb after echo. Set quality to high if your CPU can handle it. For that compact room in the dark vibe, set size around 20 to 35%. Decay time around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Start at 1.2. Set pre-delay to around 12 milliseconds. This is a huge trick. It keeps your drum transient up front, and the room arrives just behind it, like depth instead of blur. Diffusion. Go dense, like 70 to 90%, and then filter the reverb. Low cut around 250 to 450 Hz. High cut around 5 to 8 kHz. Start at 6.5. If you hear hissy, fizzy air, pull that high cut down. Late night DNB usually likes the top rolled off. Dry/wet to 100%. Teacher note here, if your snare starts losing bite, don't instantly turn the send down. First try a touch more pre-delay or a slightly shorter decay. That often fixes the snare got pushed back problem while keeping the atmosphere. Step 5. Glue and grit with saturator. Add saturator after reverb. Set drive around 3 dB to start. Anywhere from 2 to 6 depending on how thick you want it. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output so the return doesn't just get louder. Saturation is not make it louder, it's make it denser. This is how you turn clean digital space into something that feels smoked out and warm. Optional extra texture idea. If you want dusty age without obvious distortion, later you can add redux very gently after saturator with a tiny bit of bit reduction and low dry slash wet. But for now, keep it simple. Step 6. Sidechain the return so it breathes. Add compressor after saturator. Turn sidechain on. Set audio from to your kick, or your drum bus if that's your main groove anchor. Start with ratio around 4:1. Attack fast, 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 120 milliseconds to start. Then lower the threshold until you're ducking the return maybe 2 to 6 dB when the kick hits. This is one of the biggest DNB makes sense moments. The space gets out of the way on impact, then swells back in the gaps. That's the rule. And here's the coaching part. The release time is the feel. Too short and the chamber chatters nervously. Too long and the groove loses energy because the return never really comes back in time. A practical dial in, get consistent gain reduction happening, then adjust release so the tail swells back just before the next snare lands. Advanced option you can try later. Two-stage ducking. One compressor key to the kick for gentle control, then a second compressor key to the snare to make the chamber bloom after snares. That's super intentional and very engineered, but not required today. Step 7. Utility for mono protection and trim. Put utility last. Turn on bass mono. Set it around 150 Hz, anywhere from 120 to 180 depending on your track. This is your don't ruin the low end button, especially if your delay and reverb have stereo movement. If the return feels too wide or weird, pull utility width closer to 100%, maybe even 90%. Then adjust gain so the return sits right. Quick gain staging check. A good target is the return peaking about 10 to 15 dB lower than your dry drum bus most of the time. Quick test. Mute and unmute the return. If the groove changes more than it sweetens, it's probably too loud. Now step 8. Sending signals into the chamber. Go to your tracks and use Senday. Start simple. Feed the chamber from the snare first, and maybe one or two percussion elements. Get the vibe, then sprinkle in tiny amounts elsewhere. Ballpark starting points. Snare. Medium, around minus 15 to minus 8 dB. Closed hats. Tiny, minus 25 to minus 18. Open hats or rides. Small to medium, minus 22 to minus 14. Perk fills or ghost hits. Medium, minus 18 to minus 10. Vocal chops or stabs. Medium to high, minus 14 to minus 6 for proper dub throws. Bass, usually very little or none. If you want dubby bass echoes, do this safer trick. Duplicate your bass. High pass that duplicate around 200 to 400 Hz so it's only mid-range bite, and send that to the chamber. Your sub stays clean, your mid-growl gets the atmosphere. Step 9. Classic dub throws with automation. This is where it becomes musical, not just effects on. Method A. Arrangement automation. Go to arrangement view and press A for automation mode. On a track, automate send A. Think of throws as quick spikes. One hit or one word gets sent hard into the chamber. Then you pull it right back down. Try a throw on the last snare before a fill, or throw a vocal chop one bar before the drop, then cut it dead on the downbeat for drama. A simple DNB-friendly plan. Every 8 bars, do one snare throw before the drop. Do one bigger vocal throw. In a breakdown, slowly raise sends on hats and perk to build haze, then bring it back down on the drop, so the drums hit clean again. Method B. Clip automation in session view. If you like jamming patterns, automate send A inside a clip so it throws periodically. Then record your performance into arrangement. Arrangement coaching idea. Space is a reward. Keep verses and rolling sections tight with lower sends. Let the chamber show up more in builds, turnarounds, and phrase endings. That's how you keep the mood without washing out the drums. Now quick common mistakes, because these happen to everyone. If it sounds muddy, your return has too much low end. Raise the EQ8 high pass toward 300 or even 450. If it sounds facey or weirdly washed, your echo or reverb probably isn't 100% wet on the return. If the delay clutters the fast tempo, feedback is too high. Keep it under about 45% and use automation throws instead of constant repeats. If the groove loses punch, you need sidechain ducking on the return or a better release time. If mono sounds hollow, reduce stereo width and echo or narrow the return with utility. Do a fast mono compatibility check right now. Put a utility on your master. Hit mono for a moment and listen. If the chamber disappears or turns hollow, don't panic. Just reduce width a bit until it holds up. Mini practice exercise, about 10 to 15 minutes. Build the dub chamber return exactly like we did. Make a basic two-step TNB pattern. Set sends, snare medium, hats tiny, one vocal chop high. Automate a snare throw every 8 bars. Automate one big vocal throw 1 bar before the drop. Then bounce a 16-bar loop and listen quietly. Low volume is honest. Ask yourself, do I still feel punch? And does the space fill gaps instead of smearing hits? If it smears, increase ducking or shorten reverb decay. Before we wrap, a couple fun upgrade ideas you can try once the basic version works. If you want a tighter roller vibe, try a dub chamber light. Make echo more rhythmic, like 1/16 plus 1/8. Lower the feedback, shorten the reverb decay. If you want subtle movement, add auto filter before echo, low pass mode, slow LFO, tiny amount. That makes the chamber breathe tonally over time. If you want print style control, set the return to sends only and record it onto an audio track like an effect stem. Then chop and place the best tails as ear candy, before fills or drops. Recap. You built a DNB ready dub chamber send using EQ8, echo, reverb, saturator, a sidechained compressor, and utility. You kept it smoky by filtering lows and highs, using a short dark chamber and adding subtle saturation. And you made it musical with send automation throws, while keeping the groove tight with sidechain ducking. If you tell me your subgenre rollers, jungle, neuro, minimal and which elements you want to feel dubby snare, vocals, stabs, pads, I can suggest a tight set of throw patterns and a version of this return tuned for your exact vibe.